welcome to another episode of Astro Booth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay tuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. This week, we stand on the cusp of a powerful astrological period that will undoubtedly shape our experiences in profound ways. The middle of August is upon us, and it's a time when the celestial bodies are stirring the pot, challenging us to reassess, adapt, and grow. As the planets align in tense configurations, you'll feel the pressure in every area of your life. But fear not, this podcast is your guide to navigating the storm. We'll dive into how the Mars-Jupiter conjunction is stirring up aggressive energies, what the full moon in Aquarius will reveal, and how the Mercury retrograde will bring unexpected twists. With daily guidance tailored to help you make the right decisions and protect your energy, you'll discover how to turn this week's cosmic chaos into a period of growth and clarity. Whether you're dealing with love, work, or personal challenges, this episode will equip you with the insights you need to thrive. August brings with it a series of intense astrological alignments that will test our patience, resilience, and understanding. With Venus in Virgo reaching a tense Tau square with Mars and Jupiter in Gemini and Saturn in Pisces, we're looking at a configuration that creates a friction between our dreams and the stark realities we face. This alignment will be in full effect by August 13th, reaching its peak between August 19th and 22nd, and gradually easing off by August 29th. During this period, you might feel like you're being pulled in multiple directions, your desires clashing with reality, and your faith being tested. In the world of work, business, and finance, this alignment signals a time of scarcity. Resources, whether financial, material, or even energetic, might feel limited, pushing us to make tough decisions. It's a time when overextending yourself, perhaps by taking on too much work or making hasty financial decisions, could lead to significant stress down the line. Instead, this period calls for cautious management of your resources. Prioritize what truly matters, redistribute your assets, and avoid large investments or purchases unless absolutely necessary. The key here is to use what you have wisely rather than seeking more. On the relationship front, this is a period of potential misunderstandings and deep emotional rifts. You may find yourself in situations where your actions and feelings aren't fully understood by those close to you, leading to feelings of isolation or even heartbreak. If you're in a relationship, this is a time to offer unwavering support to your partner, especially if they're going through a rough patch. However, for some, this alignment might bring about the realization of deep-seated differences that could lead to separations. Remember, while this period might feel like a challenge, it's also an opportunity to reassess and strengthen your bones, or to gracefully let go where necessary. Health-wise, the cosmic energies this month advise caution. With a focus on Venus in Virgo, there may be an increased awareness of deficiencies, whether in vitamins, minerals, or overall vitality. These can manifest in issues related to your skin, hair, teeth, or bones, and might lead to a general sense of dissatisfaction with your appearance. It's important to avoid drastic procedures or surgeries during this time, as they may not yield the desired results. Instead, focus on gentle, nurturing practices that support your body's natural balance. As we move through the week, the moon will journey through Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius, adding layers of emotional intensity to the already charged atmosphere. Each lunar transit will bring its own challenges and opportunities, especially as we approach the explosive full moon on August 19th, where Sun in Leo opposes Moon in Aquarius. This is a time of heightened energy where unexpected events and disruptions could occur. It's advisable to avoid risky activities, stay away from large crowds, and be extra cautious in your interactions. The full moon is a powerful time for release and revelation. While it may bring unexpected news or changes, it also offers a chance to shine and be seen, though perhaps not always in ways we intend. This is a moment to embrace the unpredictability of life, to remain flexible, and to use the heightened energy for constructive purposes. Looking ahead, the conjunction of Mars with Jupiter peaking between August 13th and 15th is particularly potent. This alignment magnifies Mars' aggressive energy, making it a period ripe for conflicts and confrontations. It's essential to channel this intense energy into something productive rather than allowing it to spill over into reckless or harmful actions. Acts of kindness, helping others, and engaging in positive creative projects can help mitigate the more challenging aspects of this transit. Finally, with Lilith approaching the South Node, issues from the past may resurface, demanding your attention. Old emotions, unresolved conflicts, and unfinished business could come back into focus. This is not the time to shy away from these issues. Instead, confront them head-on, seek closure, and release what no longer serves you. By doing so, you can move forward with a lighter heart and clearer mind. Now, let's dive into the daily guidance for the week ahead, navigating each day's unique energies with intention and awareness. On Tuesday, as the moon opposes Uranus and later Mars, it's important to stay grounded and rational. The day might bring surprises or unexpected challenges, particularly in areas requiring paperwork, legal matters, or resource management. This is a day to get organized, tidy up your affairs, review your budget, and plan for the future. Avoid overreaching and stick to what you know and have. On Wednesday, the energy remains tense with continued opposition from Mars. This could lead to heightened emotions or conflicts, especially in professional settings. Use this time to finalize plans and ensure everything is in order. Bureaucratic hurdles may arise, so be patient and methodical in your approach. On Thursday, the moon shifts into Capricorn, bringing a more serious and disciplined energy. This is an ideal time to focus on business matters and long-term goals. As the moon conjuncts Pluto over the weekend, you may find it beneficial to concentrate on one task at a time, avoiding distractions. The external environment might throw challenges your way, particularly related to rules and regulations, so follow instructions carefully and avoid cutting corners. On Friday, the disciplined energy continues, but remember to pace yourself. Energy reserves might be low, so prioritize self-care and avoid overexertion. Focus on practical tasks and avoid unnecessary risks. Saturday will bring the moon and it will enter Aquarius. We approach the full moon period, which will heighten emotions and bring opportunities to stand out. However, this energy can also lead to unexpected conflicts or challenges, especially in social settings. It's a time to be mindful of your online presence and avoid getting drawn into unnecessary drama. On the positive side, this is a great time for creative expression, public speaking, or engaging with groups that share your interests. On Sunday, the full moon peaks, bringing with it the potential for revelations or significant changes in plans. It's a time to reflect on what has come to light and decide what to release moving forward. Emotions might run high, so take a step back if necessary to process everything. This is also a time to celebrate your achievements and recognize your progress. On Monday, the intense energy of the full moon begins to wane, offering a chance to integrate the lessons of the past week. Focus on grounding yourself, setting intentions for the weeks ahead, and nurturing your connections with those who matter the most. As we navigate this intense cosmic energies together, remember that astrology is a tool for understanding and empowerment. While the stars may guide us, we always have the power to choose how we respond to the challenges and opportunities they present. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the cosmos. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with the ones you love. Until next time, stay grounded, stay inspired, and keep looking up. Thank you.